now in the same shape that was marked off originally. And the V and the U were never made. And the actual, I imagine that the stakes are still in there, at least some of them. If you want to find them, you go up there, off to the right and the left, you'll find them. I think that's all I want to say about that. I've heard so much controversy on that, I think I might take a little time to tell you about it.
All right. How about Thomas Edison?
Of what?
Thomas Edison.
Oh, Thomas Edison. He's quite a man. Well, when I went to New York to work in the telephone company, we lived about a half a mile from where Edison had his studio and where he worked. And I had gone over there one time to see the place, but I'd never met him. He had quite a large group working in this place. And a friend came to me one day and said that he was the man was running this thing for Edison over there, and Edison is hard of hearing. And he thought the work that we were doing might be able to help him. And I said, well, I think we might. And so he invited me to come over to Edison's place. And I was rather anxious to meet him, so as we walked in the door, I started towards, I could see Edison, I didn't know him from the pictures I had seen of him. I started towards him, and he said, oh, Fletcher.